Learning to Be Still and Stop the Rush by Debbie McDaniel. Read by Kelly Jane McGlynn. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10. He got dressed, ate breakfast, brushed his teeth, then asked, "Mom, how many minutes till I have to leave for school?" 10 minutes, I yelled as I busily worked packing lunches and backpacks. I saw him get out some paper and markers. My sweet 7-year-old son, Noah, worked diligently on a project up until the time that I was rushing him out the door. "Hurry up, it's time to go." We said our goodbyes, 3 kids hustling, bustling out the door. It closed. Minutes later, I came back to clean the kitchen table and found a picture that Noah had drawn that said, "I heart the Lord," with a cross on it, and said, "Love, Noah." Tears came. Such truth, such love, straight from the heart of a child to his God. Maybe that's why, in Matthew 18:3, Christ reminds us to be more like them, precious children. Humble, teachable, loving, trusting. Simplicity of truth shining through them so profoundly. May he help us, as adults, to keep the perspective they often seem to have, and to slow down, stop rushing everywhere and everyone and everything, and just listen close for his voice. So many things and people will call our names every day. We're needed, we're pressed, but without simply learning to be still first within his presence, we're never refueled or refreshed. We get drained and irritated. We lose our focus, and our awareness of his presence in our lives is dulled. In the midst of busyness and hectic full days, I'm reminded again to stop for a few minutes, focus on the most important, and ask God to make my heart more like his. May he fill us with such a spirit of praise and gratefulness that all we do would bring honor to him. Grace. Intersecting faith and life. Choose to give God all that concerns you today, your worries, your full day, your to-do list, and your cares. Spend some time just being still before him. Give him thanks and praise for who he is. It is time never wasted. He will bring you refreshing and peace from his spirit that only he can give. For further reading, check out Matthew 18, 3-4, Matthew 21:16, and Matthew 6, 33-34. Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.